First off, as I start, I'm so excited to see that God is so actively at work here at La Trobe Alliance Church. It's so clear and unmistakable that He is moving here. I feel as God has called each of us into a deeper walk with Him. The other exciting thing is that this is affecting all the age groups. We see the kids, the youth, the young adults, and us older folks talking to people about Christ and having deeper walks with Him. I've never felt this type of anticipation here before about what He's going to do next here at La Trobe Alliance Church. The other exciting thing that I'm hearing about is that people are more and more inviting people. They're more and more sharing their faith. We've seen people come to Christ because we're stepping out in faith and sharing our faith. And just praise God for His work. And the people that are becoming believers are coming, and God is are coming to Christ, and God is answering our prayers. One thing I am sure of is that He has a plan and specific role for you that are here today to be a vital and bigger part of what His purposes are for us. This applies to each of you individually who believe. If you're not yet a Christ follower, He has a plan for you too, and that could begin today as well. You're not here by accident, and God wants you as His child, so praise God for all that He is doing. We who believers have a variety of roles, and as one of those roles is as an ambassador, and that's what we're going to look at today. Let's open in prayer. Heavenly Father, it's been said earlier that You are at work, You are mighty, and we just praise You for that. Lord, take what I say today, change me and change each of us, and make us better ambassadors for You, so that others can come to know this wonderful journey that we have as a relationship with You, being a child of God. It's in Your Son's name that we pray. Amen. Being an ambassador is not a spiritual gift or a name of a super spiritual person. It's a title that's given to all believers. Therefore, we who are believers are ambassadors. And since we're all ambassadors, some of us might know or not even be conscious of it, the question arises whether we're being a good or a bad one. Now let's jump in by looking at what God says about being an ambassador. In 2 Corinthians 5:16 through 20, we read, "So from now on we regard no one from a worldly point of view, though we once regarded Christ in this way. We do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to Himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation." That God has been reconciling the world to Himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them, and He has committed us to this message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making His appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. Now we will get into the meat of this passage later, and there's a ton here, but for now we're going to be focusing on verses 17 and 20. First, when we become believers, we become supernaturally a new creation, a child of God. As part of being a new creation, we become Christ's ambassadors. Wow, no pressure, right? For reasons that God only knows, He chose us, flawed humans, to represent Him to those who don't believe. And let's look at what an ambassador does. Now, this is a definition of an ambassador, and there's a ton of them, but this is the one I thought was best. An ambassador is a dignitary whose full-time job is to live for a period of time in a foreign land, intentionally building relationships with the people native to that land and purposefully representing to those the desires of his or her king. Now we're going to look at detail biblically and what our role is as being an ambassador. So we're going to break down the definition. First, dignitary. A dignitary is a person considered to be important because of his high rank. Our rank comes from God who sent us. We are all dignitaries of our King. We are children and heirs of God who owns and created everything, the entire universe. What higher rank or authority could we have? Next, an ambassador lives for a period in a foreign land. 1 Peter 2:11 and 12 reads, "Dear friends, I urge you as foreigners and exiles to abstain from sinful desires which wage war against your soul. live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day that he visits us. So being an ambassador requires us, the individual, to live in a foreign land where we're assigned to be. When we become believers, we become foreigners on earth. Our citizenship changes. And our assignment is to be ambassadors to those around us, immediately around us. Eventually to the end of the world, but we are assigned for those people that God brings across our path. And I believe he divinely does that. Now let's look at Ephesians 2, 19 through 20 and see what it says about this as well. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of his household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ himself as the chief cornerstone. When we become Christians, we become citizens of heaven and ambassador of Christ to the earth. This earth is where we live for a period, but it's not where we belong. We belong in heaven with our Father and are only here for a short time. Even though we have our role in a foreign land, someday, praise God, we will be called home to heaven. We don't know when or when that will be, and so our role of being an ambassador takes on a sense of urgency, because those around us have but a brief time here on earth to communicate and to respond to the gospel message. Because of this, we are to be an ambassador full-time. This is not a part-time role, and it's not a 9-to-5 job. It's our life. Also, an ambassador builds intentional relationships. We as ambassadors must intentionally build relationships with those that around us in this foreign land. The relationship is important if they are to respond to our message. These people are different, as we see every day, in their culture and their beliefs. As an ambassador, we are to represent the desires of our King, the King of Kings. The purpose to these relationships is to have a platform to communicate the desires of the King, not our own. Good, caring, loving relationships will yield a person who is more receptive to hear the desires of our King. Because of these relationships, they will know what the King is offering them is what is best for them. As an ambassador, our purpose from the very beginning is to represent our King's desires to be people to the people of this foreign land. His purpose is to win them over to these desires and to convince them that what he has for them is best. And we are developing relationships with them to demonstrate how we love them, how the King loves them, and desires what is best for them for eternity, starting here and now. Some other important facts about being an ambassador are: an ambassador is not his or her own. An ambassador is on duty all the time. An ambassador isn't his or her own home. They represent and defend the position of the one who sent them out. They do not represent what their own wishes or their positions or opinions, even if they disagree. It's not about how they feel or how they're embarrassed. They are there to represent the message of the sender, the King of Kings. And I've been saying they, but we are not our own. We were bought with a price, and our role is not optional. It's not up for debate. The King says we are all his ambassadors, whether we like it or not, we are. We can choose to be a bad ambassador or a good ambassador. And it's best, eternally speaking, for those around us to perform our role in his strength. This brings glory to God, the best life possible for us, and the message of eternal life to those that are around us. An ambassador is on duty all the time. It's our role as a believer to be ambassadors full time. As Christians, we may not think about it very often, but when we're just going about our everyday business, people are watching and making judgments about how Christians act as compared to non-Christians. Regretfully, negative stereotypes of Christians exist, and this hinders our mission as an ambassador to spread the good news. We need to vigilantly guard our witness at all times. We are citizens of heaven now, and as such, now represent Christ as his ambassadors in the foreign country of this world. Being in a foreign country is not easy. We are not meant to conduct ourselves in our own power, because if we do, we will be bad representatives of God. As ambassadors, when we are walking with God, we have God's supernatural resources available to us. When we are directed and empowered by the Holy Spirit, we have access to the unlimited resources of God. This includes the armor of God, the sword of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, and much more. God has equipped us to be the best possible ambassador. The armor of God is written about in Ephesians 6, 10 through 20, and is literally supernatural spiritual armor provided by God for our spiritual protection and for our outreach. The armor of God is for us in our spiritual battle as ambassadors. In the following passage, Paul is exhorting us as an ambassador in chains. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. And then 18, it continues. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Pray also for me that whenever I speak, words may be given so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. And this applies to us as believers as well. You see, God doesn't want us just to survive the battle huddled under a rock. He doesn't want us to fight and flounder, nor to be overcome with weapons that we bring to the engagement or in fighting in our own strength. He wants us to fight and win. And that can only be done using the spiritual weapons and armor he provides and in his mighty power. Why would he give us his Holy Spirit, his word, the sword of the Spirit, and his perfect armor if we are just supposed to survive the battle? God has equipped us to win. And too often we're afraid and cower. We worry about what our friends, our coworkers, our teachers, our boss might say to us about what we're telling them. But we are not to hide. I actually submit that we are to take the offensive. We are to be completely equipped to win, and God has equipped his people to do this, to win. And let's look at 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 5. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have the divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ. We know that we are in God's army and that his army wins in the end. We also have our guarantee of our salvation, and we want those around us to have this guarantee of their salvation as well. And this is critical to being an ambassador. We want those around us to come to know Christ and have the power in their lives. And also, we know the conclusion of everything ahead of time. And what this also portrays is that we know where people will be spending eternity if they don't have Christ in their life, if they don't become believers. So where we're assigned, the people around us right now, unless we as God's ambassadors bring the gospel to them and the ministry of reconciliation, which we'll talk about a little bit later, to bring them into friendship with God as new believers, they will spend eternity apart from God. The stakes are as high as they can get. Eternity with God in heaven or eternity separated from God in hell. And I'm talking to the choir, I know that, but knowing many of you, I am convinced that as your heart is saying that I want to be a good ambassador. So what does it look like to be a good ambassador? It starts with a desire for us to have a deeper daily walk with God, to wake up and say, God, I want to be your ambassador all day, to be actively engaged intentionally throughout your day, waiting for the opportunities to share Christ, to know God's word so that you can share God's word. You want to have a deeper life in Christ, becoming more and more like him daily as you yield your life to them. And I believe this is where your hearts are as well, that you want to be the best ambassadors that you could be, as I do. You want to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit moment by moment every day, And when you sin, and we all do, confess it immediately and again walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. What else does it look like to be a good ambassador? It means to be being prepared to answer everyone and to make the most of every opportunity. God presupposes that there's going to be opportunities. It doesn't say make the most of an opportunity if it happens. He says make the most of every opportunity to talk to others about the salvation of the gospel and to eagerly give an answer for the hope that is in you. This applies to all believers, from baby Christians to old Christians and all those in between. If you are a believer, you understand enough to share the gospel message with somebody else. Just tell them what you had to do to become a believer. Also, part of being a good ambassador means extra time studying the verses related to salvation so that you could represent your King well. We should emulate the following passage in our lives. Colossians 4, 2 through 6 reads, "Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful, and pray for us too that God may open a door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ for which I am in chains. Pray that I can proclaim it clearly as I should. Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone." When we hear terms like witnessing or sharing your faith, we get knots in our stomachs and we get sweaty palms. And I like to just say, just talk to somebody about God. Keep it simple. Just tell others what God is doing in your life as they tell you what's going on in their life and what they believe. Include components of the gospel message as you communicate to those around you in your workplace, at school. Be aware of that and include them as you have conversations with them. Also, one of the easiest ways to witness and perform your role as an ambassador is to invite your friends, families, coworkers, classmates, the people you interact with, to church events and activities and services. And Pastor Kurt had this in our bulletins. I encourage you to take this and invite somebody. Step out in faith. It will be exciting to see what God has in store for us on Easter Sunday. So I would encourage you just to step out in faith. Invite them to the Connect groups, the Kids Connect, the Youth Connect, the Adult Connect. They'll hear about God and develop relationships with Christians as well. Not just hearing from you, but hearing from them about what it is to have a life with Christ. Invite them to Sunday school and a church and to lunch. Go out to dinner with them. Take time to intentionally spend time with those who don't know Jesus, just as Jesus did. Share your faith often and over again. Don't view it as an event or an occasion, but as an ongoing conversation. And praise God, there are events or occasions that occur. But a lot of times in today's age, we're around people for a long period of time in our workplaces or at school. And as you talk to them, you should share more and more of the gospel message as you spend time with them. Talk to others just like you would talk to another Christian. Tell them what's going on in your life, and then you tell them about what God's going in their life. Said that backwards. They'll tell you what's going on in their life, but you tell them what God is doing in your life. And you can tell them what God is doing in their will do in their life as well if they come to know him. Colossians 4, verses 2 and 5 says, "Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful." And it goes on to say, make the most of every opportunity. Another important responsibility of a good ambassador is to pray for the salvation for those in your life that need Christ. Pray for those on your five most wanted list. And then watching for and making the most of opportunity as you share your faith with them. We're also going to look at a passage that I said we get back to you to summarize what it means to have the ministry of reconciliation. It bears looking at 2 Corinthians 15, 16 through 20 again, and we'll start in verse 18. "All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation." It seems very confusing. What is the ministry of reconciliation? That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. This passage in Corinthians tells us again that we're ambassadors, whether we want to be or not. An ambassador is supposed to represent the one who sent them. And as professing Christians, we need to realize that we are always surrounded by an audience of unbelievers, and we are always representing the King, whether good or bad. And I know that I have done this in certain situations, but you end up where you've done something that you shouldn't have done that wasn't honoring to God around people that are non-Christians, and you feel like, I've blown it. I can no longer be a witness to them. Well, that's not exactly true. You can go to them and say, I shouldn't have said this, or I shouldn't have talked about this person, or I shouldn't have stabbed this person in the back. But you know what? I'm forgiven, and here's what that means. So don't feel that if you made mistakes in your relationships in the past, that you can't restore them and share the gospel with the people in your life. Next, the passage tells us that we are Christ's ambassadors who have been given the ministry of reconciliation. And I remember in college when I was so excited when I learned what the ministry of reconciliation is. Does anyone know what the ministry of reconciliation is? Reconciliation means to bring back into friendship. And biblically, reconciliation means to bring back into friendship with God. No matter what you do in your life, we are to act as Christ's ambassadors, using the ministry of reconciliation to bring the lost around you back into friendship with God. You being saved have this guarantee of eternal life, and you have God's abundant life here and now. That's what we have. And we hide it under a bushel, and we don't share it with others. And it's so important that we do. Who are we not to share with those in our lives who don't know Christ as Savior and Lord? Someone was Christ's ambassador to you. The consequences of not performing a role as ambassadors is the difference between eternal life and eternal death for those around us. And just as an aside, I had to throw this in here, for us guys that know diplomatic immunity is one of the coolest things about being an ambassador, I think it applies here. God provides diplomatic immunity to those who become believers by forgiving all their sins, past, present, and future. And it can be argued that God provides diplomatic immunity to believers who confess and repent of their sins. Guys, we finally have diplomatic immunity. And Lisa had no clue what I was talking about. But it's there. Well, obviously, we're not giving carte blanche, and further clarification is to be required. I'm not saying this is a doctrine. I'm just saying it was kind of cool as I was going through the part of it. And it's only conjecture and for fun. We see that there is more to Christianity than just anticipating the great glory of heaven or just to improve your spiritual walk. Christianity is meant to be lived outward. There is a saying that Christians can be so heavenly minded that they are no earthly good. We don't want to be like that. But as Christians, we want to be so earthly good in our witness that people we come in contact with will become heavenly minded. There's a lost world around us, and I go through every day in oblivion to that sometimes, but we have to be aware of that. So many people right around us need Jesus. Your family, your friends, coworkers, even those that you don't get along with. And we have this great news of salvation. And what do you do with great news? You share it with others. You don't hide it away. Actually, we do not have the right to hide it away. God intends for us to be his ambassadors. Again, it's not a special position. It's not a spiritual gift. It's not for some super spiritual guy or girl. It's for all Christians. We are all his ambassadors. I am so blessed to be saved. And sometimes I'm scared and reluctant about telling others this greatest news in the universe. And you know why we hesitate? We all know why we hesitate to tell others about Jesus. It's fear of ridicule, fear of rejection, and I'm right there with you. But shame on me if I hide salvation from others just because I'm worried about what others may think. What's going to last in heaven? Our embarrassment or the souls you help bring there for all eternity? An ambassador should feel the way that's portrayed in Romans 1:16. I am not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. It takes courage to share your faith. Courage is not the absence of fear, but the conquering of fear through the power of the Holy Spirit. Our ambassadorship is rooted in being a citizen of heaven, and God wants us to represent him to others because of the eternal consequences if we don't. We here at La Trobe Alliance Church have started on a greater and deeper journey together, desiring to honor God, to have deeper relationships with him and with others. God is doing remarkable things. And let's start by being better ambassadors daily, intentionally sharing our faith, and seeing people in our lives become saved. Again, the stakes are high and eternal. Our time on earth is but a blink in the eye compared to eternity. Being an ambassador for God so others who don't know him as Savior and Lord and getting to spend eternity with the King pales in comparison to some trivial earthly pleasures that we will be giving up. You can see others in heaven alongside you as a result of your choice to be a good ambassador daily. We need to make that intentional daily choice to be moment by moment directed in the power of the Holy Spirit and to be an ambassador. It's a daily choice, not just to be a good ambassador, but to be the best ambassador that you can be as God works in your life. Let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for these truths. We thank you that you have given us the privilege to be your ambassador with all the authority and power that comes along with that. Lord, let us not sit on our laurels. Let us not sit in ivory towers. Let us not just be comfortable talking to each other about what we might do or what we should do. But Lord, make us doers of your word. Make us active ambassadors in our lives. And Lord, I pray that you would just continue to work deeply in each of our lives as we want to passionately follow you, that we want to be sold out for you at La Trobe Alliance Church, Lord. And we want to bring glory and others into your kingdom. It's in your Son's name that we pray this. Amen.